This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, a second hour of our weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Lots of time for you to call us. You can start dialing 877-726-8255 to get through to us. We got lots to talk about this hour. We're going to share with you a story about how American Airlines pilots say that their uniforms are making them ill after many flight attendants, hundreds of flight attendants, have said that their newly issued clothing, official uniforms, are making them ill. Also, a tribute to three integrative health practitioners who we lost this month. But before we get to calls, here's a hypothetical for you guys out there. Okay, guys, are you listening? Let's say, and this hasn't happened yet, but let's say they've developed the ideal male contraceptive pill. It's a pill that you can take on a daily basis. It virtually guarantees that you can't impregnate a woman, and it's a handy-dandy way to avoid the consequences of your sexual activity. And so you go to the doctor and you say, hey, doc, I want to get one of those pills. But your doc warns you that it may have, quote, a negative impact on your quality of life. Would you take that pill? And you may say, well, doc, what are you talking about? A negative impact on my quality of life? How does that translate? What does that mean? Well, the doc will answer, well, the studies show that this pill can affect your mood, your well-being, your self-control, and energy level. And so I bet you anything that the vast majority of you guys would say, no way, and you'd head for the hills and say, I'm going to make my female partner reliant on another method of birth control that isn't going to affect me, right? You're not going to want to subject yourselves to a reduced sense of well-being, are you? I mean, come on. I don't have time for that. My well-being is under assault enough. I don't want to experience any decline in my general well-being. Well, guys, you might find it interesting that that is precisely the conclusion of a study that was recently conducted by the Stockholm School of Economics and the University of Zurich on a birth control pill that is already in existence. But it is the birth control pill that an estimated 100 million women around the world already use. And they willingly swallow this pill on a daily basis, incurring the risk of a reduction in general well-being. The study shows that they looked at 340 healthy women aged 18 to 35, and what they discovered is that the women who were given contraceptive pills estimated their quality of life to be significantly lower than those who were given placebos. Incidentally, there was a placebo there, so it's guaranteed that something was going on in terms of how these pills affect them. On the plus side, there was no significant increase in symptoms of depression, but QOL scores, that's an abbreviation for quality of life, were significantly diminished. So those synthetic hormones do have effects, mostly negative, although some women enjoy benefits such as a reduction in acne or a reduction in heavy periods. But it's well known that birth control pills can have an impact on sex drive and libido. And you might think, well, you know, thinking that you can now have sex without the risk of pregnancy, that might make you less nervous about it, and you might feel an enhanced interest in sex. Well, it turns out, no, there's a hormonal effect dampening your sex drive often when you take these synthetic chemicals. So, guys, we should have an appreciation for what women go through. No way, no how would the vast majority of guys subject themselves to any such side effects. It's by no means a level playing field when it comes to contraception. Women bear the brunt of the adverse effects. All right, let's take some phone calls. Let's talk to, let's see, we've got Lisa from Redford, Michigan. How you doing? You still there with us, Lisa?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for hanging in there, Lisa.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm 68 years old, and this is pertaining to, I think, maybe shingles, I don't know. But about 3 to 3.5 weeks ago, I noticed I had like three bumps. One was on the inside of my left wrist, and two were on my left side. About one was maybe 3 or 4 inches away from the other, and they were kind of itchy. So I used some cortisone cream. I thought maybe it's some kind of a bug bite.
Yep.
So I used the cortisone cream for a couple of days, and eventually it stopped itching. And so I was curious about it, and I went to an urgent care doctor to see if he could tell me what it was. And he looked at it, and he said, oh, you've got shingles. So he gave me an antiviral medication to take for a week.
He gave you Zovirax or Afamvir, one of those medications,
Right. So I didn't like that diagnosis because, you know, that scares me the heck out of me anyway. But so I decided to go to my own doctor, and she wasn't in, but another young doctor was there, and he looked at it, and he said he didn't think it was shingles, but he had no idea what it could be. But the urgent care doctor said, well, you know, when he told me that I had shingles, he said, well, it could come back in a month or two, or or you don't know when. But I did finish the medication.
Tell me again. I mean, it's a little hard to do. These dermatology calls are tough on Intelligent Medicine because I wish I could see precisely what you're talking about. But you say it's on your wrist, just on your wrist?
One was like close to my left, on my left hand, close to my wrist on the inside of it. Kind of a red, almost like a, looking like a mosquito bite type of redness.
But not a blister, not something that had like a little bit of a white center and what appeared to be a white liquid inside, like a what's called a pustule.
It, down the line, it did look, the one on my wrist, it did look like it might have had little bumps
Where's the,
on it.
Where's the other one? The other one's on the left arm as well?
On my, no, the other two are on my left side of my abdomen.
Oh, yeah. You see, that to me, it's unusual, in my opinion, to see it on your arm and on your abdomen, because the way that shingles works is it usually goes into what's called a dermatome, which is the skin surface that is fed by a nerve. And the nerve that feeds your arm isn't the same as the nerve that feeds your left side of your abdomen. So I'm not sure what that was. And if it was shingles, there'd be more of a nerve pain or tingling or some aftermath of like a weird skin sensation underneath. And I'm not sure you're describing that. But, you know, the tiebreaker in this case is a dermatologist. And this is actually what I did in a patient I saw the other day. You know, she came in and she said, I think I have an infection. And I looked at her face and I said, wow, you know, maybe you do have an infection. It was like one side of her nose and involving the right side of her face. And I looked at it, I said,
You know, it's only on that one side. That's the key with shingles, is that it's one-sided. So I said, I think you have shingles. I gave her a medication. I said, but be sure to see a dermatologist, because it's not a typical presentation. I want to get it confirmed. And lo and behold, the dermatologist agreed, said, yes, good, fine, keep taking the medication. Dr. Hoffman was right. So, you know, bottom line is that at this point, it doesn't matter that much, because you got treatment, maybe unnecessarily. It seems to have abated. And, you know, shingles can come back, but it's not uncommon to have a mild case of shingles. And it sounds like you had a mild case. It doesn't necessarily mean you're prone to recurrences or that your immune system is collapsing. I wouldn't worry too much about the implications of that. There is a vaccine that you can take, even in the aftermath of a case of shingles, that may offer some protection against a recurrence. But, you know, it sounds like you weathered this, you know, little crisis, and you're better. But if you want confirmation, you could see a dermatologist. It might be too late for the dermatologist to see anything, and they might not be able to tell. And there's no there's no blood test that can tell you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I can go ahead and get a shingles shot.
Yeah, you can. I mean, it's called the Zostavax, and you can get that vaccine. And it's only
I do have some autoimmune problems. Would that make it worse?
Then you know, no. That autoimmune issues, sometimes, you know, I have to take it on an individual basis. I don't want people to get a lot of vaccines which stimulate the immune system. But I would have to consider your case in depth if I saw you as a patient to advise you as to whether you should get a vaccine. That's a different story. Thanks for calling. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And you can call us at 877-726-8255. This is Intelligent Medicine.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic curcumin is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal, or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the Intelligent Medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. And it seems like airlines are having a lot of problems. First, the debacle with United Airlines, where they carted off that passenger who refused to give up his seat. And now American Airlines, headline, American Air pilots say uniforms are making them ill, too. This is in the wake of the issuance of 1.5 million new uniforms to 70,000 employees by American Airlines in its first major uniform change in 30 years. Now, the Association of Professional Flight Attendants has already said that more than 3,000 of its members have filed complaints since receiving the new uniforms. American Airlines has a more conservative count. They say it's only 800, but it includes four pilots.
American airline pilots will be surveyed about reactions to the carrier's new uniforms after about 100 reported rashes, itching, and other symptoms were reported by pilots, similar to those experienced by hundreds of flight attendants. Some aviators have said recently they had red, swollen eyes and a general ill feeling. And they've actually had to go on medical leave. A couple of pilots became ill enough that they couldn't fly. So nobody knows what's going on. They're trying to analyze the problem. I guess they're doing all kinds of testing on the fabrics of the new clothes. But clothes can be a source of trouble. According to Professor Donald Belsito, he's a dermatologist at Columbia University Medical Center here in New York City, he says that clothes should be washed at least once as soon as you get them home. And that's actually something that I do. You know, I buy a new pair of underwear, and you open up the package, and they seem fresh, but they got kind of a little bit of a faint chemical odor. And I'm thinking, I'm not worried that somebody has worn them already. That's that's another issue entirely, is if you get some clothes and you think maybe they're not prepackaged, well, maybe somebody had them on in the try-on room. You can get scabies or lice from the transmission from somebody who's put them on next to their own private body parts. I guess that's one of the reasons why you know, you can't try on bathing suits in stores. Not a great idea. But there are a lot of chemicals. Fabric can be a source of formaldehyde. Tests in New Zealand discovered that levels on Chinese-made clothes contained more than 900 times higher than the prescribed safety limit of formaldehyde. That is something that can cause severe reactions. It's also carcinogenic, by the way. Dyes can also be a problem. Many synthetic fabrics get their bright hues from what are called azoaniline dyes, which can cause a severe skin reaction. And one of the ways you might notice this is if the clothes are new and until much of the dye is rinsed out, wearers might notice red, itchy, scaly rashes, especially where there's friction or sweating, like in the waist, the neck, the thighs, and around the armpits, or where there's elastic. Some people are sensitive to latex as well. Other substances to be aware of include flame retardants. And we actually know now that flame retardants may cause developmental issues in children. They're not good for pregnant moms to be exposed to. They're called brominated flame retardants. Perfluorinated chemicals. These are Teflon-like chemicals used to make breathable synthetic fabrics. Something called p-phenylene diamine, or PPD, which is used as a coloring agent on black clothing and leather, as well as in hair dyes. And phthalates, used to make plastic softer, such as new shoes or synthetic clothing and jackets. These are all potential hazards. Nobody knows what's going on at American Airlines, but something is happening. It's not just mass hysteria. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be right back for more of your phone calls. Our number, 877-726-8255.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we're taking calls. Jill from Middletown, New York. How are you doing? Jill, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Jill. How are you? What's your question?
Oh, hi.
Please?
You partially answered it with another caller, but okay. I read, or I heard rather, on the internet that 95% of people who have an underactive thyroid have Hashimoto's.
What I said to the previous caller is that that's the main cause of low thyroid. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've never been diagnosed with that. I've been on the level thyroxin for like 40 years, mm-hmm. but I just wondered what is the difference in the two.
Okay. Yeah. So here's the deal with Hashimoto's, and I think this is an underappreciated fact. Is Hashimoto's is an autoimmune disorder that primarily affects the thyroid and causes it to cease producing adequate amount of thyroid hormone. And so from the standpoint of conventional endocrinology, the fix is just to provide you with the thyroid hormone that you're not making enough of. And then it's like, all fine. The problem is that some patients experience other symptoms of autoimmunity when they have Hashimoto's. Even if they're on the right dose of thyroid, they just don't feel well because they have sort of generalized malaise, poor energy, maybe bodily aches and pains, because they have autoimmunity that goes beyond the thyroid. It may affect their muscles and tissues, joints, their brain, and therefore they feel poorly. So when treating patients with Hashimoto's thyroiditis or hypothyroidism, since they're virtually equivalent, I often suggest that people not just take thyroid, but also embark on a program to reduce general autoimmunity. That might be a paleo diet. That might involve higher doses of vitamin D, omega-3 fatty acids, anti-inflammatories like curcumin. Even as that caller, mentioned something about low-dose naltrexone, which is a prescription treatment for autoimmunity. We use it in other distinct autoimmune conditions like multiple sclerosis, ulcerative colitis, and Crohn's disease. Not something prescribed by conventional doctors, but the integrative medicine doctors are aware of it. And it's a tool that we sometimes use to normalize immunity when the body is attacking itself. So, there are any number of reasons why you may not feel perfect when you have hypothyroidism. You may not be on the right medication, you may not be getting enough, you may be getting too much, or there may be a completely different cause, such as anemia or B12 deficiency or food intolerance. But it may be that Hashimoto's is creating some inflammation in your body. You call it inflammation or call it a perturbation of your system, because autoimmunity continues to exist even if you give thyroid medication. Does that help explain things?
Yes, it does. I guess there is a way to diagnose whether you actually have Hashimoto's.
Yeah, you would do antibodies. You would look for thyroid antibodies, and a doctor can measure that. And most doctors will say, yeah, sure, you have thyroid antibodies. I mean, it goes without saying, it's no biggie. But integrative doctors now are focusing more on a more comprehensive treatment program than just giving thyroid replacement. That's what they do. Okay? Thanks for your call. All right. And speaking of fatigue, if you're suffering from frequent fatigue, I've got a suggestion for you. It's the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause. And I would recommend it for patients with Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Whether it's age, illness, or just being run down, it's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT Factor repairs damaged cells and restores energy. And clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It even reverses some symptoms of aging. NT Factor is available in ProPacks, which is a one-stop shop for your vitamin and mineral needs, along with omega-3 fatty acids and probiotics. But a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may already have a favorite multi or omega-3 or probiotic supplement, and they may still want to harness the power of NT Factor alone. So Healthy Aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of just pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. I've personally been taking NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it, and I recommend it to my patients. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order ProPacks or Healthy Aging, call 800-982-9158.
That's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And so now I'd like to commemorate the passing of three stalwarts of integrative medicine who unfortunately passed away this month. Recently, we learned of the death of Jack Challum. He was a good colleague of mine. I actually had Jack as a guest on my program several times over the years, and I also contributed to several of his books. He would email me or call me and ask me to write a comment, answer a question. I was featured in his book, The Fountain, 25 Experts Reveal Their Secrets of Health and Longevity. He was an author of over 20 books, including The Inflammation Syndrome, The Food Mood Solution, Stop Prediabetes Now, Feed Your Genes Right, Syndrome X. He was on target with that well before the idea of Syndrome X was popularized, already in 2000, the year 2000. And Jack was a great writer. He published The Nutrition Reporter, a highly regarded newsletter that highlighted the latest cutting-edge nutritional research from around the world, and he'll be sorely missed. In addition, I got to know Jack personally, and he had a fabulous career as a professional photographer. He was exhibited in galleries. He sold his marvelous photographs. He lived in the Tucson area, and his desert photography was really, really amazing and outstanding. So we'll miss Jack. Also, this week we mark the passing of Alan Pressman. Alan Pressman was a radio broadcaster known to many of you if you like these types of programs. He was host of the highly acclaimed radio program Healthline, which is a program that's gone on for decades. He was a force on talk radio, and also he initiated one of the first nutrition programs at New York State Chiropractic College. He was associate professor of bionutrition at the University of Bridgeport, a naturopathic school, real pioneer in this field, and a very, very eloquent guy. He had a marvelous voice and great communication style, and he helped a lot of people understand better the basic facts about nutrition. I used to enjoy listening to him when he was on the radio. And so with sadness, we mark his passing. And finally, Freddie Cronenberg, a good colleague of mine who was well known for conducting research in women's health, looking at integrative approaches to women's health problems. She was possibly best known for her research on natural treatments for menopause symptoms. She did some of the first really rigorous scientific studies on black cohosh for hot flashes and menopausal symptoms. She was director of one of the first complementary medicine research centers funded by the National Institutes of Health. So she was a combination of a person with great academic credentials, but a real dedication to studying natural therapies. And she helped to bridge the gap between the scientific community and the world of natural medicine. She was co-founder of the North American Menopause Society, which is North America's leading professional organization in the field. And she was a founding editor of the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine, which is a medical journal that really helped to legitimize natural approaches to health. So a very well-respected figure in the world of integrative health. And so it's been a particular sad couple of weeks as we learned of the passing of some of these true pioneers in the field of natural health. They will be missed. I'm sorry to have to report this to you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference and live free. Look for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Years ago, a U.S. Air Force research project on fighter pilots revealed that hand pressure, consistently applied, could reduce blood pressure. And after several years of research, the Zona Plus was developed. It's a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day. And it guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. We use it at the Hoffman Center, and I recommend it to you listeners who are dealing with the side effects of blood pressure medications. At least 22 clinical studies confirm the regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks with no negative side effects. There are good reviews by Mayo Clinic, Harvard Heart Letter, and the American Heart Association. You can try it risk-free. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You can try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. To find out more, go to tryzona.com. Or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or try Zona.com. And when you're there, enter the coupon code Hoffman for a $50 discount and free shipping. Okay, let's take a call now from Sally. Sally, how you doing?
What's more important when you're taking probiotics, the CFUs or the type of probiotic? My feeling is both are equally as important, but I would like to hear your thoughts on that. Thanks, Dr. Hoffman.
Okay, good question from Sally. And Sally comes to us by way of our website at drhoffman.com. If you can't call during the show or prefer not to, you can go to our homepage at drhoffman.com. And if you click on a little box on the right, you'll be prompted to enter a recorded question, and we'll field it on our program as soon as we can. All right, so Sally, the issue with probiotics is akin to the issue. Well, let's suppose that we're trying to infect somebody with a virus or a bacteria. It may be that you have a very high number of bacteria, but still the infection doesn't take. Alternatively, there could be a very, very tiny number of bacteria, and the infection takes very readily. This is the difference between the numerical quantity
and what is called virulence. Virulence means how infective something is. And a similar thing happens, but, you know, we want actually to get colonized by good bacteria. We don't want to get colonized by bad bacteria, but we want to get colonized by good bacteria. But some are less viable. And so a numerical count sometimes doesn't tell us how much good a probiotic is going to do for us. So an example of which is Dr. Ahira's, one of our sponsors here, is that when it comes down to the actual counts, their counts are less than some of the popular commercial or professional brands. But their viability is greater because of the matrix in which the probiotics are delivered, and also because of the way that the probiotics are prepared. They actually have been alive literally for years in a culture medium, and they tend to remain viable even if stored at room temperature for a really long time. Refrigeration is not an issue with these products. And, you know, then it's a question of also different strokes for different folks. It's amazing the degree to which I find some people who take lactobacillus probiotics, when we do a stool test, they have zero lactobacillus. And they're taking lactobacillus every single day with colony counts in the billions. These are called CFUs, colony functional units is the potency. It's not milligrams or micrograms. It's CFUs. And so some people genetically have the ability to properly utilize and cultivate probiotics, and other people, either genetically they don't have that ability, or maybe they have other competing bad bacteria or yeast that prevent them from properly colonizing. It's a little bit of a mysterious universe in there, literally, of thousands and thousands of different microorganisms comprising trillions of bacteria and fungi and even viruses. And that environment is often shaped by our diets, our immune system, and it's complicated. So, you know, sometimes with probiotics, different strokes for different folks. You know, we try one, we try another. It's also a question of, you know, what are we trying to address? Are we trying to address constipation? Are we trying to address diarrhea? Are we trying to optimize immunity? Are we trying to detoxify, as with RegActive that we talked to Marty Witkin earlier in the program in Hour 1, where we want to generate a beneficial compound, glutathione. So sounds like I'm hedging with the answer. I am. It's hard to assess whether it's more important to have a number count or whether to have potency. And potency is something that's kind of hard to objectively measure. It varies from person to person, you know, how people respond to probiotics. Okay, can we queue up a call from Sonakshi? Sonakshi is the name. It's kind of a weird name. That would be call number 80. Thank you.
Hi, which supplement, melatonin supplement, would you recommend for nighttime heartburn? I've had chronic nighttime heartburn since quite some time now. I've read about melatonin, but I'm not really sure which one to take. So if you could please help me with that. Thank you.
Okay, so that's a good question. And you know, a lot of people don't realize that melatonin may be a treatment for heartburn. And it doesn't change the acidity. It's not like taking an antacid or an acid blocker. But what it does is it may change the balance in the gastrointestinal tract. We know that taking melatonin at bedtime may be helpful for ulcerative colitis. It's not dramatically going to reverse ulcerative colitis on its own, but it may offer 5 or 10% benefit. And similarly with GERD, which is another dysregulation of the gastrointestinal tract, it has benefits because there are actually receptors for melatonin throughout the gastrointestinal tract, and melatonin is active working on gastrointestinal motility, you know, how fast things move down, as well as on, you know, perhaps even having an effect on inflammation. So the question is, how much do you take? Well, you know, for sleep, it varies because you take 1, 2, 3, and really doesn't take much melatonin to have an effect on sleep. And even patients who take really high dose melatonin, we sometimes prescribe it for cancer prevention at 20, you'd think, well, my goodness, I'll take that. I'll never wake up. It's not like that. It reaches a threshold, and if it's going to work, it'll work at 1, 2, or 3. Taking more isn't going to make you more tired. What I generally recommend for GI problems is 5 milligrams of melatonin taken at bedtime. And you can try the time-release form of melatonin. But the problem with the time-release for GERD is I'm worried that it's not going to go to the upper GI tract. It may be released in the lower GI tract, and it needs to do most of its good in the upper GI tract. So 5 milligrams is what I would suggest. Thanks for that great question. And thanks for listening. And have yourselves a happy Earth Day and a great weekend. And make sure that you check out drhoffman.com for lots more content. We've got podcasts. We've got blogs and stories. Subscribe to our newsletter. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter, because that's where we alert you to the important stories of the day. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com.